We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And can you fall in love with someone without ever actually meeting them in person?
Oh, wow.
No, I like to think so.
Yeah,
that's I really do.
It's because you're in love with Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Right. Are you listening, Ari? I love you, babe.
I mean, over 400 listeners have texted in professing their love to Alexis since she joined the show.
Yeah.
And two of them don't live with their moms.
Yeah. That's really good for you, Alexis. I'm not jealous at
all.
Those are called keepers.
But the pandemic has really raised that question.
Yeah.
And the answer is, well, yeah. Yes, you can.
I can see it.
Because
you have such an emotional connection with people.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, 1 in 3 people say they've told somebody "I love you" after only dating virtually.
Whoa.
And never having met face to face before.
Whoa.
Which is.
What?
When did we get a doorbell installed in the studio?
Is there a guest here outside the studio?
What is going on?
I'm looking at the door.
Okay. Well, we should probably get it.
Get it.
Okay.
Yes.
Get the door.
Okay. I'll
go get it. Go open
it.
Who is it? Oh, wow. That's a creepy door. It's one of our production guys from down the hall, Ed.
Yo.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, I've heard it's Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, Ed.
Valentine's Day.
I'd just like to say, Brooke, I love you.
Oh,
wow.
I love you, Ed. Ed has the best hair in the whole building.
He does.
Jose, I love you.
I love you too, bro. Ed's been a dude. Right. OG, man.
Alexis, I really love you.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
I knew that was coming.
Thank you.
And Jeffrey,
uh-huh.
I love you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I love you too,
cool.
Ed. Although it kind of cheapens it now that you've said it to everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh,
yay!
Happy Valentine's Day, Ed.
Oh, wow.
It's the best.
What a nice morning surprise.
Yeah, that
was. If you guys miss that.
Oh, there's the door.
Okay, leave it again. Man, we really got to put some WD-40 on that door. It is really creepy. All right.
I've never talked to him. You haven't?
Dude, there's not one person that doesn't like him.
I'll tell you, he's been watching you apparently for
a
while. So.
I love you a lot. Guys, we're terrible hosts.
Why? Well, we know that.
We should have invited him to stay for the shot caller question of the day. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I thought you meant radio hosts, and I'm like, no, duh.
We're terrible hosts on many levels, but it is time for the shot caller question. We have a bucket full of names. We're drawing one out to see who gets asked a trivia question.
Ed.
If you get the answer wrong, your punishment's to be shocked while singing. So text into 78592 and tell us what you want to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shot caller last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Jose, Babyface Panda Bear.
Oh, it's your Valentine's Day.
That's appropriate.
That's pandas are so cute.
Oh,
all right.
Thanks, Alexis.
Jose's putting on the shot collar while that happens.
To a compliment. I'll give him Alexis.
Digital Jake, please read us a shot collar question of the day.
According to angelnumber.org,
what?
The number, it's very reputable.
That's my site.
Let me finish. The number 40 is one of the numbers with a very strong meaning.
Okay.
It symbolizes your own personal attractiveness and charm and means that people generally like you and love to be in your presence.
Oh.
If you see this number a lot, maybe at bus stops, on sports jerseys, or even on your bar tab, it could mean you drink a lot, but it could also mean that something powerful is headed your way.
Oh.
That's why today, since we are nearing Valentine's Day, the number 40 will appear to you many times. I will ask you 4 Valentine's Day questions, and on each one, you will have 30 seconds to discuss, and then you'll tell me if the answer is above or below 40%.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Dude,
something powerful is coming your way.
Ooh.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
First question. 40% of people will buy Valentine's Day gifts at discount stores this year. Is the actual number over or under 40%?
Discount stores. So that's like Dollar Tree?
My dad drove us 10, 15 minutes out of the way to go to a discount store to buy a $1 happy birthday card.
I'm going over.
I think so, too. I think a lot of people are going to send little gifts to people this year.
From discount stores.
A lot of people are unemployed now, so maybe they're trying to save some money on their Valentine's Day.
Or maybe they're just discovering the awesomeness that is discount stores.
Or that's
true.
I mean,
are we saying over?
Over.
Okay.
I think we're going over, Jake.
Next question. Will over or under 40% of people plan a special dinner or celebration at home?
If we're including the home, I think it's over. Because most people, I understand, aren't going to go out, but I think you still have a home
but
dinner.
But here's the trick, okay? Because I expected Super Bowl to be insane in terms of viewership this year for the same reason, right? It got the lowest rating since 2007.
Whoa.
I think that everybody's been learning how to cook lately,
That's
and they
true.
Want to show off their skill, so it's going to be over.
The question is either.
Yeah.
Are they going to have a special dinner either in or out? I'm saying over.
Oh,
you're going over. Okay.
Over.
Yeah,
I
think
over.
40% of annual flower sales happen around Valentine's Day. Is the actual number over or under 40%?
This is tough because Mother's Day is number one.
Yeah, and then Valentine's Day is number
and
two.
Then Christmas, I think, is big, but Valentine's is number two. But is the majority happening on Mother's Day or on Valentine's Day is the question.
I don't know. There's funerals every day. And so there's flowers that you're going to need to buy a lot.
Oh my God, that didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
I go under. Where are you at, Jeffrey?
I go under too.
You go under too?
I'm going under as well.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning that way.
Finally, 40% of people say it's okay to go on a first date on Valentine's Day. Is the actual number over or under 40%?
Who says that?
Yeah, I say that. I'll take a date any day.
What? No.
Dude, can you imagine a romantic?
A first date?
Your first date on Valentine's Day and you guys get married eventually?
No way, dude.
Yeah, people are going to think you're a couple. No.
No. I'm with you. I'm with Alexis on this one. She just made a puking sound.
If you're on a date, you may be a couple.
No, not on a first date. Yeah, you want me single for a while. Okay, anyways.
I can see that.
You're like, I thought you would agree to go on the date with them, and you're like, ew.
No, not on Valentine's Day.
I don't want to be
I'm going to trust the girls in the room. I'm going to go under.
All right.
My heart says
all right, let's recap and go all over them. You have to get all of them correct to avoid getting shocked, okay?
Okay, let's go.
I asked you, is it over or under 40% of flower sales that happen around Valentine's Day? You said under, and the correct answer was under.
Yeah!
30% of flower sales happen around Valentine's Day.
30? Wow, okay.
I asked you, did over or under 40% of people plan a special dinner or celebration at home for Valentine's Day? You said over, and the answer was over.
Yay!
41%.
Yeah, let's
You're
go!
Looking good.
Okay. I asked you, did over or under 40% of people buy Valentine's Day gifts from discount stores this year?
Yeah.
You said over, Jose, and the answer was under.
No!
28%.
Jeff was right.
Finally, I asked you, did over or under 40% of people say it's okay to go on a first date on Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. You said under, and surprisingly, the answer was over.
Whoa.
53% said it's fine.
What? How
really
is that okay?
People love.
I even love gifts, and I still wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear you sing Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis.
Oh, I like that song.
Ooh.
Keep bleeding, keep bleeding, love. Keep bleeding, keep bleeding.
Wow.
Oh my God. It sounded like you were getting shocked in the first chorus, and I didn't shock you then.
Sorry, your ears keep bleeding. That's my bad.
Appropriate lyrics.
That's your very romantic Valentine's Day themed shock caller question of the day. Your phone tab's coming up right after this.